Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And thank you again. Big thanks to Morphicity Recording for such an illustrious and an elongated intro. Yes, this is T.A., the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the football recruiting game in Central Texas, giving you the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Whew, I'm a little steaming right now because the Giants lost a game that they should have won. Yes, of course, people call me a Pats hater. I don't like seeing the Pats win, but I like seeing a good game, but I just don't like to see a game that ends in that type of fashion where, anyway, I don't want to vent. But Central Texas, hey, we have some very good playoff games going on, teams in the playoffs, that is. You have teams like Fairfield that's still in the playoffs. You have teams like Shoemaker, Colleen Shoemaker, that made it past the first round for, I think, the first time in school history. You have teams like Midway that's always going to show up and show out on the football field come the Friday Night Lights or in the playoffs. You have Lake Travis that's always going to go out and make sure that they outplay you, out-scheme you, whatever the deal is. Lake Travis is always going to be a force to be reckoned with. You have Westlake that won a nail-biter against Round Rock, and I hate it when Central Texas teams have to play against each other in the first round or at all in the playoffs. You have Vandergrift that's still playing good ball. You have Cedar Park. You have those boys from Gonzales down there that's doing some pretty good things. Giddings, woo, folks, they are playing football here in Central Texas. Let's get out and support these youngsters. And because, I mean, they could be doing anything else taboo-related, but they choose to be students and also athletes. So let's support these youngsters because they're giving their all both on and off the field. Also, schools like Cameron Yo that's going for the fourth consecutive state title. I'd like to send a huge congratulations to 2016 linebacker prospect Adrian Hunter from Maynard High School, the Maynard Mustangs, on getting his first scholarship offer to Ellsworth JUCO located in Iowa. Way to go, young man, way to go. Wise decision by Ellsworth to offer this young man. This young man has been severely underrated by a lot of the so-called experts out there, but not by T.A., of course. I mean, no, sir, we know what's real in the battlefield. So, Adrian, young man, I wish you endless success and congratulations on that first offer. Hopefully you'll get more offers, but if not, hey, you do know that you have your education paid for somewhere. So make the most of that opportunity, as well as a lot of our other student-athletes out there. And student-athletes, this is the time of year where a lot of our college coaches are getting out on the road, coming to see you guys, so make sure you give your very best and greatest first impressions. Yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir, the type of answers you need to give when being asked a question. Not none of that, hun, yes, stuff. That doesn't work. Trust me, that doesn't work. That can be the very biggest turnoff, especially if you're not seen as that marquee prospect in that college coach's eyes. So, again, yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir, are the type of answers to give. And make sure you keep your unofficial transcripts and all those type of things handy so that you can always be prepared for an opportunity. The saying is, it's always better to be prepared for an opportunity than have an opportunity and not be prepared. Always remember that. Keep that in your mind. Keep it in your hip pocket so that you can always flourish anytime these type of situations present themselves. Well, tonight we have a very special guest on our show, a young lady that's doing some very big things in the sports world and in the legal world as well, as we may call it. But I'll introduce her after we break for a commercial break. But again, student athletes, give your very, very, very best first impression. Also, for any of you businesses out there that would like to advertise, any of you businesses that would like to advertise, make sure you email us at gmail.com, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, and we'll definitely render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. This basically is to continue to help support the grind for us being able to provide exposure for these student athletes. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk with our guest of the evening, so stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
That's right. Don't face the legal system alone. And speaking of the Robertson Law Firm, our very special guest this evening is none other than Ms. Shaquille Robertson of the Robertson Law Firm and of Open Field Sports Management. Ms. Robertson, how are you doing this evening?
Good, and you?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, like I said, I had to get a little bit off my chest because I was disappointed how the game ended. But, hey, that's over and done with. The season will go on. The world will go on. Let's talk about what's going on in your world or your atmosphere and the things that you're doing.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, as mentioned before, that was basically your commercial that was playing. You are an attorney. And before we talk about your educational background, since you are involved in the sports world, were you yourself a student athlete? And if so, what sport did you participate in?
Yes, I was. Of course, in high school, I probably played every sport that my school offered. But eventually, when I went to college, I ended up playing on the tennis team. Got a scholarship, full ride, and use that to my benefit to get my education.
Okay. All right. Now, you talked about your education. What is your educational background? I mean, what were your college degrees?
Okay. I have a bachelor of art in sociology. That's from Prairie View A&M University. I do have a master's in sociology as well, which is from Texas Southern University. And additionally, I have a JD or a law degree, which is from Thurgood Marshall School of Law, which is also at Texas Southern University.
All right. Now, fronting, they perpetrating, they fabricating. Did you pass the bar exam?
I did.
Okay. Hey, I just
asked. Oh yeah, I'm very much verified on the state bar's website.
Okay. No. I'm laughing because a show that I love watching is called The Have and Have Nots, and they have a character on there that's been fabricating that she's a lawyer, et cetera, and got no type of paperwork to back her up. But it's just entertaining to actually see that actually goes on. So I had to ask you that question for that benefit. All right. Okay. In addition to that, okay, you are an attorney, licensed in the state of Texas. Now, what is the name of your businesses and what type of law do you practice in addition to being a sports agent?
Okay. Of course, I have the Robertson Law Firm. We do travel, although, yeah, we are located in Houston, Texas. There are, pretty much it is a one-stop shop. People call me with any and everything, from debt relief if you've been sued because of credit cards owed or student loans, to family law, including adoptions, to, if you or your family members have some legal issues that involve the criminal justice system, to, if you or your loved ones need a will. So I do a variety of things. Usually I tell people, you know, we don't do taxes unless their local taxes is owed. We don't do immigration. So
okay.
Everything else depends on the day.
Right. Okay. All right, well said. We're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk more with Yakiel Robertson of the Robertson Law Firm and Open Field Sports Management. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right. We're back, and also I like to put this plug in all of you listeners' ears out there. Make sure you watch out for those Temple Wildcats. Watch out for them. They're out for redemption this year. They're taking it one game at a time in the playoffs, but they are trying to capture that state championship. They're trying to finish it all this year. Also, since we last broadcasted, I also want to give a shout-out to Charles Oliver from Fairfield High School on being invited to play in the U.S. Army All-American game, which is in the southern part of Central Texas, San Antonio, at the Alamo Dome in January. So make sure you check the game out, as always, televised on NBC when it is aired. So congratulations, Chuck, and keep doing what you're doing, positive, both on and off the field. All right, we're back with Yakiel Robertson of the Robertson Law Firm, Open Field Sports Management. Yakiel, I have to ask this question. Now, you are a sports agent, and anytime somebody hears that word, some people, they just automatically freak out like, oh, man, it's blasphemous, or it is such an unlawful thing to even mention the word sports agent. I mean, how does that work? Can a student-athlete that's still in college, can they actually start jeopardizing their eligibility, or can the parent of a student-athlete talk with you without jeopardizing their son's eligibility? How does that work?
Well, actually, that's a really good question, because sometimes I get that response when it comes to being a lawyer, like, ooh, lawyers are just this or that. But in regards to being a sports agent, here's how I'll explain it. Depending on the university that you go to, the college or university, some university restrictions say, hey, we don't want you to talk to an agent, because obviously they want you to focus on playing, and they don't want you to risk losing your eligibility. However, there is nothing wrong with someone talking to an agent. In fact, you know, if you're playing to a certain level, agents are going to try to talk to you anyway. The coaches in the schools try to keep that under wraps, just because they want the players to be focused on the game at hand, the season at hand, and not be thinking about the future. But in actuality, in regards to NCAA rules, there is nothing wrong with an agent talking to a student, or vice versa.
Okay. So where does agents, because of course we hear about that student athlete who has to sit out some games, or the student athlete that just completely loses their eligibility, having some type of involvement with an agent. I mean, what's the boundary? What's the gray area?
Well, the boundary is if the agent starts giving any benefit to the player before time, or to the player's family. You know, ideally the rules say that, you know, I can't even give a player a stick of gum, because that's a benefit. And
say it one more time. You can't give a player what?
A stick of gum, like to chew.
Man.
Chewing gum.
Okay, all right.
Because that's considered a benefit. You know, they gain from me giving them something. And that's where it gets sticky, because, you know, you hear about players, even this season, who have talked to agents, or have got, quote-unquote, caught talking to agents, but it's not the actual talking to the agent. It's what the agent is doing. You know, from dinner to money, you know, that is usually what gets people in trouble. But actually talking to an agent doesn't itself get a player into trouble.
Yeah. So words to all the student-athletes out there and all the families, make sure you have breath mints on you at all times when you're talking to an agent so you can avoid by having any type of, you know, issues. Okay? That was a joke, by the way. But anyway, all right, we're going to move right along. Now, as far as becoming an agent, how tedious is that process on becoming, because you are NFL certified, so how tedious is that process on becoming an agent?
Well, of all the sports, you know, NFL is probably the toughest. You find a lot of agents who are attorneys, and even though it's not a qualification that you have to be an attorney, but the reason is because the process of becoming an agent is very similar to taking the bar. You know, one of the first things you have to do is to sign up, and there is money involved, and we're not talking about a couple hundred dollars. There is, to probably most people, a substantial amount of money involved. Mm-hmm. Once you are accepted through a very intense background check, and it's not just something as far as criminal. I mean, they also check in to see if you have a bankruptcy, and a bankruptcy will not allow you to even become certified. So once they check through all your background, you know, check through financial institutions that you've dealt with, then they okay you to actually go take an exam. An exam is usually in the summertime and is in D.C. And that exam, part of that exam is just like taking the bar exam. It is a multiple choice test that is, I believe it's 100 questions. It might be more. Mm-hmm. I really don't remember. But it's probably 100 questions. There is open book, but you know, you only have a certain amount of time. So each question you would spend probably like no more than a minute on. So if you either you know it or you don't know it before you get there. And once you go through that, then you know, you'll get some type of indication at least a month or two later of yes, you passed it, no, you didn't, after which you actually have to pay for insurance. So all agents have some type of insurance, such as like a malpractice insurance. And once you get certified, then you are ready to go and try to entice players to sign with you.
Okay. All right, all right. Shaquille, before we take another short commercial break, why don't you go ahead and give them the website or contact information just so they could learn more about Open Field Sports.
Okay. The website is openfieldsports.com.
All right, openfieldsports.com, folks. Make sure you check them out. We're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back and finish talking with Shaquille Robinson about the Open Field Sports Agency and also life in the sports agent industry. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop. Call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, it's Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon located in Killeen, Texas. Check them out whenever you are in the area. All right, we're back with Shaquille Robinson. Now, Shaquille, we talked about how it is very legal for you to have a conversation with a student-athlete or their families. What's the earliest you start evaluating the student-athlete or pursuing to have a conversation with either them or their families?
Well, it really depends on how dominant the player is. If in their sophomore year or maybe redshirt freshman year, they seem to be pretty dominant, then typically agents will try to reach out to them near the end of that season or during their off season after that after their campaign. It really just depends. I mean, some people, obviously there are players who really don't turn it on until until their senior year, but with the fact that there are a lot of people who are now coming out during their redshirt junior year.
Hello, Shakira, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Hello? I'm sorry. You kind of had disappeared on us for a bit as far as your voice. So can you repeat that once more?
Okay, I'm sorry. It really just depends on how dominant the player is. Especially with the fact that a lot of players are coming out early during their redshirt junior year, which really they are senior by academics wise. If they're having pretty good seasons, if they're doing what they're supposed to do on the field, then a lot of times agents will try to talk to them either during their sophomore year or after that season, or maybe even after their redshirt freshman year.
Okay. And again, folks, when we talk about student-athletes, we're talking about the college student-athletes, because in order to play in the NFL, you have to be removed from high school at least 3 years, and also, of course, it helps for you to be able to play college football and be a pretty good college football player. But, however, can high school parents even talk with you, or high school student athletes talk with you as well, just to get some education or information?
Oh, yeah. There's no type of restriction when it comes to high school parents and players talking to an agent, because they aren't bound by NCAA, or at least yet.
Okay. All right. Now, we mentioned the fact that it is a tedious process for you to be able to get certified as an agent. Now, a client to your roster or your business, et cetera, what type of responsibilities as an agent do you have to that client? I mean, what all do you pay for? What all are you covering on your end?
Well, it typically depends on the caliber of client. Obviously, and what most people don't know is that those players who are likely to be drafted in the first couple of rounds, or sometimes even three, probably going to have their training already paid for. You know, just like an agent is pitching to a player, a lot of these facilities are pitching to players just to say, hey, you can train here, so they can put that as, for everybody else who does not make it into those top rounds, you know, they will say, hey, this so-and-so trained here. And so, however, not everybody is a first and second round or even a third. And so what typically happens is that the agent pays for the training. In some cases where the player may be a lower draft grade player, then the training may be paid by the agent, or the agent may strike some type of deal to, hey, I'll pay a portion of it, or I'll pay something towards it, or I'll pay like 4 weeks and, you know, you train for 6 weeks or 8 weeks or that sort of thing. But typically training is included. Additionally, obviously the player has to eat while they're training. And so the agent would pay for food and in some cases housing. Housing is really going to depend on whether the player decides to stay near the school or continue in school, as opposed to what's very popular is flying out to some sunny facility in Florida or California.
Okay. Now, you mentioned training, which is a great thing for the agent to take care of. You mentioned training, and you mentioned, I guess, it just depends on the housing situation. Some of these guys, they'd be laced out even before they sign an NFL contract or start receiving endorsements. So, and I hear that the agents pay for that. I mean, Is that an obligation, or they just have nice and wealthy agents?
Well, you've got to be careful on that, because what a lot of players end up finding out is that some of those monies are advances, as in credit lines or loans, and that money has to be paid back. So, you know, there are some cases where, somebody in the first round, that they may be given something as a gift, you know, after the eligibility is complete, of course. But otherwise, typically those are credit lines or money advances or marketing advances that, you know, once you get that contract, that money's got to be paid back. So you got to be careful about buying all the gold chains and Jordans and cars and the rest.
Whoa. And, you know, it's funny. I still remember around the time that I was coming out of college, I guess that's the turn of the century. I remember there was this prospect, won't say his name was school, but he played in the SEC. And I remember they talked about how before he even signed his NFL contract, even like while he was going through his combines, this guy had nice rides, had a big house, and all this gold jewelry. I mean, you talk about it being laced out. I mean, that's an understatement. And I think this guy ended up broke. And do you think that possibly played a role in that, and meaning that he got himself in debt even before he signed his contract?
Probably so. I mean, there definitely has to be, and this is definitely where parents would come into play, because, you know, if somebody's saying, I'm going to give you $100,000, you need to know if you got to pay that back. And, you know, usually there's a time limit of when you have to pay that back. And a lot of times, even players who have been playing in the league for a while, you know, veterans, they'll take out these cash advances or loans because obviously the money has to float them during outside of the season because they're not getting paid really outside of the season. And so, yeah, that probably played a big factor as to why that particular player ended up broke at the end of it.
Folks, listen, okay? Be wise with your money, okay? Be wise with the decision that you're making out there because, again, unfortunately, every agent is not like a Shaquille Robinson. There are some sharks out there, believe it or not, okay? Some guys or ladies don't have your best interest at heart, okay? So always know what you're doing before you sign your name on the dotted line or before you start receiving different gifts or different perks because you never know how much that can haunt you in the future. We're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more with Shaquille Robinson about this agent business and also Open Field Sports Agency. So stay tuned.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back with Shaquille Robertson of the Robertson Law Firm and Open Field Sports Agency. So, Shaquille, we talked about your educational background. You are indeed a lawyer and a certified NFL sports agent. Now, as far as, like, our listeners that are listening either online or on the phone, what are some other words of wisdom that you'd like to give to them before we wrap up the show?
Well, you know, one of the questions that I always get asked is, you know, how do I get discovered? How do I get scouts or agents to notice me? One thing I will tell you is typically if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing on the field, people will come looking for you. And so, you know, you have to play every game as if it is, there's a scout or somebody there. Just like for those who are still in high school, you know, you're playing your games like I want some big college, you know, I want somebody from the SEC or, you know, the Big 12 to notice me. Well, it's the same thing when you get to college. You know, a lot of people feel like, well, they blame their agents or they blame everybody else if they don't get discovered. And you actually have to be playing to a very high level to where it's not just about team recognition. It's about recognition in your conference, you know, in whatever you do. And so that's probably about the biggest thing is that, you know, you have to play every game like somebody's there watching you who is a decision maker, like a GM or a scout or the team president or whatever. And so, you know, but the preparation starts now. You know, if I know all those parents who probably put their children in Little League football and, you know, in the camps. Well, you know, you still have to keep doing that. And, you know, eventually it will pay off. But obviously the player has to want to be to that level too. And, you know, you have to dig in.
My apologies for that. We had some technical difficulties. But, Shaquille, it's one thing that you said, because in the football recruiting game, I deal with prospects and parents who get caught up in the name game, because everybody wants to go to that Division I school. But just like you said, how everybody can't be a first, second, or third rounder, where everybody can't go D1. It's just
sure.
Not enough slots out there. It's not enough scholarships for everyone to do that. And my thing is, hey, even if you don't go D1, if you have NFL aspirations, it doesn't mean that dream ends once you sign with that Division II, that Division III, or NAIA school. You still can make it to the big time. I mean, we have a young man that's from Central Texas, starting linebacker for Indianapolis Colts, a guy by the name of Jarrell Freeman, starting linebacker, number 50. You watch the coach, look out for number 50. Well, he played college football at Mary Hardin Baylor, one of the top Division III programs in the country. But this young man, he played his heart out when he was in college. A two- or three-time All-American, he did what he had to do to make it to where he's at now. So, again, don't let getting caught up in the name game stop you from dreaming or conquering the dreams that you have. So it's out there for you if you want it bad enough.
That's true.
All right, Shaquille, well, thanks again for coming on to the show this evening, and go ahead and give your information once again, your website and things, so that people can look you up and research more about you.
Okay, it's www.openfieldsports.com. That's www.openfieldsports.com.
All right, so parents, even high school parents, if you have questions about how certain things work, remember, it's not illegal to contact her. Just like she said during this interview, you just can't accept any type of benefit, okay? But you can have a conversation all day long. All right, Shaquille, well, thanks a lot. I definitely wish you endless success in what you're doing and continue to represent yourself well out there. All right. Again, student-athletes, for your 2017 prospects, you juniors, make sure you get registered for your SATs and ACT tests to take in the spring. Again, it is not rocket science to get registered for your tests, okay? So all you have to do is just get registered. Go talk with your counselor or anyone else out there that has been there and done that, that can better help you with the information you need in order to start taking those SATs and ACTs. And also for you guys that are still in the playoffs, hey, man, give your very best effort, because, again, you never know when your last game could be played. So play each game just like it is their state championship, or just like it is if you don't yet have a scholarship offer. So always stay hungry with that insatiable appetite. I always want to get better, and I always want to win regardless of the situation. All right, this is T.A. and Shaquille Robinson saying so long. You guys take it easy out there. Be safe, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas. God bless you.